Do you have a recording and listening practice?
I started, yeah.
Okay.
I'd of course like to get better, but I've started to do it recently, like
you
in a
what?
Way that I'm happy about. I've started to do it a lot more recently.
Okay. Well, that's the secret to the way out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because that has you relating to something besides ego, besides a voice in your head.
Okay.
And so that person who is trying hard, and she is, and is making her way through the landmines that egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate puts out for a person. That's what she's doing. And she, through recording and listening, can get some support from wisdom, love, and compassion, right, rather than a hateful voice in the head. And that's the secret right there. So I heard Ashwini was telling somebody, I guess on Open Air or something, I don't know, about how she started doing this, recording and listening consistently, made a commitment to do a 2-minute recording at night, and then listen to it in the morning, make a 2-minute recording in the morning, listen to it at night. Okay, simple. Anybody can do that. Anything talking you out of that is the same thing trying to talk you out of brushing your teeth. Okay, it's simple, it's easy, anybody can do it, and only something that truly hates you would want to try to stop you.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
That sounds like I could do that.
Yes, you can, and stay close to practice, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, don't
Thank
let,
you.
If you hear voices trying to talk you out of, just think, oh, they would talk me out of brushing my teeth if they could. They're not on my side. No, I'm choosing her. I'm going to take care of her.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
And
thank
truly,
you,
Asha. let your first recording be a celebration of how you have moved from that place of being caught in that level of self-hatred, and you've moved to a place where you want to make a different choice in your life. Okay.